My name is Megumi Wisman, and I'm in third grade at Parkside Elementary School. I'll be sharing a summary and an excerpt of my story, The Wood of Hoods. This story is about a boy who was sent on an errand by his mother for a very secret reason. Xavier looked around at his surroundings. It looked familiar to him. Really familiar. In the distance, he could make out a little girl with a red hood made of velvet and a little basket. Wait a minute, he thought. A little girl with a red hood made of velvet and a basket? He gasped. He was in the setting of his favorite fairy tale, Little Red Riding Hood. As he called it, the Wood of Hoods. He ran to Little Red Riding Hood. He had to tell her what the wolf was planning and what was going to happen. Xavier explained everything to Little Red Riding Hood, but there was one enormous problem. Instead of talking, he heard barking. And instead of saying, "Thanks," Little Red Riding Hood said, "Aw, cute little puppy, I'll take you with me." "Am I a dog?" Oh well, he thought. He tried to explain again, but Little Red Riding Hood did not understand. "You want a name?" she asked. What about Bella? Bella, thought Xavier. I'm a boy. I don't want to be called Bella. He tagged along anyway for Little Red Riding Hood's sake. He still had to tell Little Red Riding Hood about what was going to happen. He thought and thought about what he could do. After a few more minutes of thinking, he had a brilliant idea. I can ride on the ground with my paw. I will have to wait for the wolf to come, he told himself, so he can persuade Little Red Riding Hood to play with him. As they plodded along, he worked out his plan. 1. He would wait for the wolf to ask Little Red Riding Hood to play with him. 2. Bring a twig up to her and force her to play fetch. 3. When the twig is thrown, purposely miss and pretend to be wounded. 4. While Little Red Riding Hood nurses me, write with my claw about what's going to happen and to call the hunter. 5. Bark at writing and force Little Red Riding Hood to read it. 6. Save Little Red Riding Hood. After what seemed like ages, the wolf came. "Well, hello, Little Red Riding Hood," he said. "Where are you headed to so early in the morning?" "I'm going to my grandma's house. She is very sick, and this magic medicine will make her better in seconds," Little Red Riding Hood said, fearless because she did not know how evil the wolf was. The wolf thought. "I would like to eat this child and her grandma. I will have to find a way to eat both of them."